This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Mini Secret Show for Tuesday, May the 3rd. May 3rd. Nothing special about May 3rd.
Nope, but we've got three events still to come this week.
Yeah.
Don't blow it.
What's special about today, though? National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Sure, that's nice, but it doesn't have a paranormal day.
I just told you guys what's special about today.
Hello? Paranormal teachers. Tomorrow's May the 4th. Be with you. And then Cinco de Mayo,
and then Mother's Day.
And Mother's Day on Sunday. Yeah, don't let your mom down.
Don't
worry. Are you doing for your mom, V? V Hale is joining us here on the Secret Show.
Hi, V.
Hi, guys. No, we're going to be driving. My grandma lives in Fresno.
Oh.
No.
So
oh.
We're all going to meet there and, you know.
No.
What eat, drink, do? Be merry. Happy Mother's Day.
And will you spend the night?
Yeah. So
at grandma's or at a hotel?
At grandma's.
So they'll put you on the couch or is there a bedroom that you get?
I've been on the couch since... When you're not married, don't have a partner, you can't. Even if you're not married, like when my mom met my stepdad and they were like in their 50s.
Right.
Until they were married, they did not share a bed. That's how strict my papa is.
So you get, a sheet put down on the couch and a pillow, and then you get a blanket over you, and that's your bed for the weekend.
Or an air mattress. If all the cousins are there, they won't be there this weekend, though. So I get a couch of some sort.
And then you'll wake up and fold your sheet and blanket and pillow aside, and then it's a living room again. Right. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about just splashing out on one of those expensive Fresno hotel rooms?
You know, I like to stay inside when I'm in Fresno. No offense to Fresno. I just don't want to splash around to the gorgeous motels they have in that area.
I'm just kidding.
There's nice parts.
Sure.
No, because we stay and hang out and we drink, stay up late, you know. Uh-huh.
And then you make your bed and you're still, you know, ripped.
There you are. No, everyone's sitting on your bed farting into it.
I sleep for like 45 minutes total.
Right. Because there's no good sleep when you're sleeping on a couch.
Right.
No. And then my grandpa wakes up at like crack of dawn and he does, you know, he still reads a newspaper. So he like does the like whipping of it when he opens it up.
Right.
And then the mixing his coffee, you hear the spoon.
Dingity, clingity, clingity, clingity.
Oh.
Because when he's up, everyone's up.
Yeah.
I can hear him clearing his throat now.
Let's get that old man gunk out of these lungs.
And then if you look up at him, he's like, morning, morning. I'm like, no, it's not. It's the sun's not even up. Like,
yeah, but I am.
Yeah.
And the clock is
and then
telling
when we finally get
morning.
Up, he's all, oh, thought you guys never wake up. Well, we've been freaking awake, you loud ass mother.
Yeah, with a pillow clamped down over our heads.
Yeah. I can't. What?
Yeah, the morning that's hork, that's called. You ever brush your tongue? Like, I brush my tongue every morning until I hork.
Do you gag?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The morning hork.
So, Christina, I don't mean to interrupt, but I do think this is an update on something Sarah's very involved in.
Let's set this up, though, first. So, Vinny's got... He has a deal with All Natural Stone. They did a beautiful job on his kitchen, and so now they're moving on to reface.
Oh, I've seen it.
Right?
I saw when
it's
you
gorgeous.
Did the video. Oh, I love it.
So right next to that is your family room, and you've got you have a fireplace in there that... Oh, that's going to look so good.
So,
okay,
this
hold
is
on. We need to lower that mantle and put the TV above that.
That's
you don't
where
want
the TV will go.
Lower
but you don't
the
want
mantle
it that high. Okay.
Because you're going to go like this. You'll be sitting on the couch like this. TVs can't be, people set them up too high. They can't be up by the ceiling. That's going to look amazing. You're welcome, Vinny. You are welcome.
Are they there
are
now working
the TV
on
now?
It?
No, but this was, so we had
above
a plan.
The fireplace.
And I told Sarah the plan. Though. And then she goes, that doesn't let me think of it. And then she slept on it. And then she goes, here's what you have to do. And then she told me, you got to change the whole area.
You got to rip that whole wall out. You got to post that. Who did that?
She has a program on her computer where she's been doing this now for weeks.
It's beautiful.
Repeatedly bringing like this, well, this and this. Anyway, there's
your
update.
She has a program just for your guys' project?
No. I don't know where she found this thing, but she's been able to plug in different things, pictures.
That's crazy.
To piece together what the wall will look like. And she's just, based on what Sarah had suggested,
which was tear out what's there and center the fireplace. The fireplace is crammed up against like a little wall that comes out to separate the kitchen. It's crammed up right against it.
Oh, I hate that.
And then there's space, and then there's an unframed kind of bookshelfy place, I guess, where the TV is now. Is the TV in there?
The TV's supposed to be in there. That's where they put all the cable connections.
Okay, so there's this opening. And then more wall, and then the other side. So
the bottom line is, I just wanted to jump in and show you. She's worked on this since you mentioned it, and now we have a whole nother problem.
I don't understand, though. If the TV's above the fireplace, isn't that still too high? Like, how high is the fireplace?
Now, what you need to do is get a gas insert, and the gas insert is narrower and lower. You set it low, and then you set your mantelpiece down a little lower, and then you can put a TV up above that. It's these huge log burners.
So that same place that did the kitchen is going to come in and do...
Well, they're going to do the face for the... I think someone's going to have to do the construction. The tile place...
is going to do like the mantle.
All natural stone isn't going to tear that wall out for
them.
No.
That
I was going to say, what are they doing there?
We have a guy, Kirk Adney, that does the work. And
see the pic.
Hold on.
I want it. That is going to look just gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Honestly, that's
wait. It's funny right now because in our Zoom here, your two squares are facing each other. So when you're talking, you're handing
God.
The phone through. Oh wow!
It over.
So hold on. So there's the before. See from the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The fireplace is way off to the.
And there's the after.
See, wow. That's how it should
centered,
look.
Yeah,
right.
That's how it's gonna
okay.
look. That'll,
wow,
that'll
she
win.
Did that.
On
she's
the
amazing.
Computer.
She got to teach Why, me that
she
program.
Did a good
she's a
job.
Tech lady.
Oh, that's incredible.
That is incredible.
I really...
You are something else.
I think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. That was you know what you should do that actually worked out. Usually it doesn't. I'm like...
You're right.
And I actually thought to myself as I looked at it, I went, you know what they should do? And I really thought, he'll just go, nah, that's too much.
I go, I thought so
they'll
too.
Never,
it is
they'll
too
never,
much.
They'll never do
about?
It, but this is what they should do if they really want to make
lot,
that room
yeah.
work. But that's going to look amazing. You're going to do a wood floor like
and
that?
It's weird. The shelves, even though they're not like super deep, like just having that kind of open there opens up the room so
yeah.
much. Like just the little things that you can do like that.
Look at you two interior designers, huh?
I love that stuff. I love interior stuff.
Yeah,
I just need a house clear, one day to do it too.
yeah. You'll go crazy on it.
There
house.
Are people who find joy yeah. in these things and people who can't wait for it to be over.
Mm-hmm.
But hey.
Well, even the people who find joy in it can't wait for it to be over. Like, it always takes twice as long and costs three times as much.
And there's people in your house. It's, like, constant disarray. Like, it's just... It's
dusty.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This stuff is everywhere.
It's
and
crazy.
Then it looks like a Dexter kill room with all the, like...
Yes.
Right.
Plastic
right.
hanging.
Plastic hanging and the work lights.
Dexter kill room. That's
you know,
what were we going to ask V? We don't get her enough. I got to get off this. It's my fault.
Her experience with beer bongs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you ever done a beer bong?
Oh, yeah, I'm not good at those.
That's
you
surprising.
You would think for as well
as
I let things...
Slide down your throat, yeah.
Yeah, as I let things like kind of
Oh, you don't have a gag reflex?
There, no, I do, but I enjoy, like I can hold...
Yeah.
We're on the... I know we're on the secret show,
I
but I have to verify before I go
we
into it.
We are on the
like,
secret show.
We
secret
go
show.
From live to secret show, and it's just you got to check
no,
your
you're
radio
on, yes,
brain.
You're on the secret
okay.
show.
So as much as you can stick a cock back there and real choke on it and enjoy it, right? And be
sure,
like...
Sure, enjoy the choking, right.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, you do. It's
yes.
like... And the
oh
guy
God,
just like loves... It.
Right.
Oh, Sarah.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
No, you're not.
Oh, well, you're like rolling your eyes as you're like, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's so great.
Such a
Get out of here.
I love it.
Anyways, beer bong, like the like liquid is... It, I don't know. I've tried it and I always end up having to like...
Pinch it off.
Bend... Yeah. Bent the hose there.
Well, and, at least you're not the person who just pulls off and lets scream.
Well, no,
goddamn house.
Let's not waste any beer. That's sad.
I'll sip from the.
This
or not
is
from
the
not pouring one out
what
for the homies.
Sorry about it.
You know what I have never done though?
What?
Is a keg stand.
Oh,
I've never done that either.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah. So when you do a keg stand, you're supposed to drink a beer upside down. Mm-hmm. Is that how do you?
So you put the like you know the little keg hose, if you will. Mm-hmm. They pump it tons, but the upside down thing. I don't know. Isn't it supposed to be like a weird head rush or something happens?
It's supposed to be
I don't know.
Huge head rush.
Yeah.
Well,
but
you're
I've
already drunk and an idiot, so mm-hmm. you've got so much going for you.
It's never been something I'm like. I really feel I'm missing out.
Yeah. I don't even think I've ever seen anybody do a keg stand. I mean, I've seen them. Seen videos.
I'll tell you what, though, this is drunk guy thing, but yeah. I used to go to parties and would end up working the tap because not only is that the place where you can keep your beer full, everyone ends up there.
Yeah.
So you end up.
You chat.
You talk to everybody and eventually.
Every
get your
girl.
Piece of ass for the evening.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's the spot. I used to do it
all
the time.
By me.
And I learned how to put a tap on a keg.
Yep, that's
specifically
a trick.
Because half the time someone goes, can anybody tap it?
I got you. Don't worry. If there's something where beer needs to be extracted from something else, I've got that.
I can't open a drawer, but I can put a tap on a keg.
Priorities.
I can't do that, so props to you.
Well, it's just a pull up and out. Drop it down. Anyway.
Oh, thank God we know that.
Right, Bryn?
Yeah.
Let's give you the credit it deserves, okay?
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Blimps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
On 1245 Clement.
1245, something like
He's
that.
He's just making up numbers.
I think it's 1,000.
Oh, I was
oh,
close.
That's right. 1,
I wasn't that far
1,
off.
1,000 Clement, yeah.
Yeah, you're only three blocks away.
Two blocks away.
Yeah, it's just a few blocks down the street.
That's right. Yeah,
no
that's
problem.
Funny.
It's great.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
I worked at restaurants, but the dudes always had to do the kegs.
Well, they're heavy.
Them
yeah.
shits
oh,
is
yeah.
heavy.
Heavy as hell.
Rolling those things
like,
around.
And when you're in the middle of a rush and serving people, you don't want to be like, I'll get it. I like
oh,
find
my
one
God.
Of the dudes. I'm like, yeah, you got to go change that, dude.
One of my favorite party stories. We're at this. We're raging. It's a mm-hmm. rager. We're yeah. partying. And the thing gets busted. And me and my friend are like, fuck, the keg's almost brand new. What are we going to do?
But the tap is broken.
No, no, no.
What's broken?
No,
no. The party's
police.
Busted.
Oh, the
party
party's
busted.
So oh, I thought you meant the keg, too.
The police are walking in, and they're, you know, you can see them in the house through the window in the backyard, which is where the keg is, and we pull the keg up this little, you know how some backyards have a slanted back?
Sure.
We pull it up the hill behind a bush.
Hella heavy.
Hella heavy, both of us pulling like our lives depended on it.
And it did.
The fat dead body. Yeah.
We clear the dirt down there, but below us, and we get up in the bush with our keg and sit there and drink beer by ourselves. Total alcoholics, right? I mean, of course.
What friend was this?
This is Billy. Mm. Me and Billy are like.
He's sober now too, isn't he?
He is. He doesn't drink anymore either. As we sit there drinking while the police are kicking everyone out, and then they leave, and we're like. Fucking best party ever.
No, we have the whole keg to ourselves.
We just sit here and we have no idea. As people stream back in, we're like, yeah, this is fucking awesome.
You're welcome. We protected the keg.
Yeah,
so
we
what?
Did.
We drank half of it.
Half. Come on. Have you ever seen a keg?
I've seen you.
I know.
It's a
but
lot of beer.
Yeah.
Too,
we barely dented it. But we dented
it.
It's hard to
college
chug
try.
Beer. Was it beer your jam, Vinny? Because
In high school, it was
oh,
just
in high
beer.
School, yeah.
He had a jacket.
Like,
that you
I love
fit.
Beer, but I get full before
right.
you can get super
right.
hammered.
Well,
unless you're
like
doing
you're,
double, triple
older.
IPAs.
Like you don't. It's not the same. Like Vinny had a jacket, like a leather jacket, that he could fit a full 12-pack in, and that was for him. Every one of those. Wasn't like he brought it to the party and like, hey everyone, I brought beer.
There were a lot of warning signs
That's
for me.
That's smart, though, because
I know.
You're an alcoholic
in the fridge, and then people are going to drink
Oh, no, no,
shit.
No. You can't let it out of your sight. And the other thing
yeah.
was you'd bring a I'd bring, we, me and Billy,
body.
This is the same guy, we'd bring a 12-er in each, and we'd put it down at our feet. So, yeah, you got your 12-er, and people would be like, oh, hey, can I get a beer? No, these are my beers. This yeah. is what I brought for me. It's
I
a,
need
oh,
all
if
12.
A hot girl asked you, you'd it's give a, her a beer.
No. Absolutely
oh, wow. You're
not.
On that level?
True warning signs.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. What are you kidding me? Get out of here. The bricks. These are for me.
Stop it.
No.
Wow.
Nope.
So anyway. I don't know why
the plus
he bothered.
Of being a chick.
What?
As you never, I never, that was one of the pluses of being a chick. Like, I never had to worry about the booze. Like, you could always get booze. You could always get drugs.
Yeah.
Except weed I had to buy because I was a massive stoner. So that needed to be on hand. But right. Other than that, like, if you were a girl, like, you could be like, oh, my God, can I have some? And they're like, yeah.
Oh. No.
It's a good thing that not everyone's an alcoholic. I don't even know why Vinny and his friends bother with a party. Like, why would you bring your
because
beer where someone might take some?
I'll tell you why. Because we couldn't drink in our own houses. And we would drink in. Did you ever end up in parks?
Oh, yeah.
That was the young person thing.
That's where you would smoke your weed, man.
Well, we'd go to
golf
drink
courses,
your beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Golf courses,
but either way, you end up
pits.
On a cold night with beer, just going. It's like, why is this fun?
Light a fire in a barrel, dude.
Well, I mean, we're in the middle.
Well,
of
then people know you're there.
Yeah, I mean, we're not trying to get busted. You
that's
are.
That's why
a
you
bust.
Have it in a barrel so that it's not like a wide open thing.
I'm talking about a housing tract with a park in the middle of it, not some. Where are you?
I lived out in the boondocks.
Where's this place you can light a barrel on fire
it's
and
the
neighbors
pits.
Don't go?
There were no neighbors.
The that's Colony why. Park is on fucking fire.
The Colony Park.
Yeah. Where I grew up, our entire area was completely covered in cranberry bogs, and so there were all these, which were.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, the bogs are, and
like,
no one's there at night. No one's there
ocean
most of the
spray.
Time. Yeah,
it has their
no.
Farms
it's so
right
cool
there.
Looking. It looks exactly like it.
Yeah.
I love.
Oh, you must have seen them. You were in Massachusetts. Massachusetts apparently
yeah,
is like the
them.
Biggest producer, and I grew up with cranberry bogs, so I thought. This is what's out behind every patch of
woods. I never hear you talk about
woods.
Cranberries like they're you missed the good old days.
Care less about cranberries. You wouldn't eat a cranberry that you picked. And they flood. So they build these special things to grow them, and then they flood
I've
it.
I've seen
and
the commercials
all of them come
with
up.
The guys standing in the water and hip waders.
Oh.
Yeah, in the waders.
But most of the time, most of the year, except when they're harvesting, these are, it's like a canal that goes around, and then the beds are divided up. So you would jump. It was a, decent sized jump. I hit the water plenty of times when I didn't mean to.
Great.
But you could run across a cranberry bog by leaping from bog to bog and get away from anyone.
What an interesting life.
Wow.
And then there were sand pits around us everywhere.
Looking at these.
Wow.
Which I never questioned until just this moment. Like, where did all the fucking sand come from? Is Massachusetts built on sand? Like, I had a garden. It wasn't you didn't dig down and there was sand. But these sand pits... Oh yeah, there's one. Well, that's all the cranberries gathered up. Mm-hmm. See how
is
they've got a
Bridge
net
water?
Around it. I don't know. Could
somewhere
be.
You
in Boston.
Can jump that. Get out of here.
No. That's it. Flooded.
Oh okay.
Show a cranberry bog not flooded.
Not flooded.
They were marshy. That gets damp. They need a lot of water, but the water's just standing in like these little canals around them.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is funny how we associate, though, because Vinny said the commercials, like when I first saw one, I literally was like, oh, my God, it is like the commercial, which is just so like if you're not exposed to it. But it is the coolest looking thing.
Yeah, that is neat.
Yeah, none of those are empty bogs. Those are all flooded bogs that you're showing me. I haven't seen them.
All right. Have patience with him. He's trying.
Searching.
He's doing his best.
The ones that look dry are the ones.
Dry bogs.
How about I put dry in there?
Whoa. Just dry bogs.
He's
dry cranberry
that.
Bogs.
That looks neat.
Nobody likes a dry bog.
I like a wet bog.
How about like that? Like that?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Interesting.
You can, those also sound.
All right, never mind.
Anyway, who the hell were you running from? What are you?
From anyone who was after us.
Who was ever after you?
Other God,
kids.
What's happening?
Nothing really. But
other
that's
kids?
How you.
Yeah.
Other kids were like, that's Clark! Get her!
Yeah, Wally Brown was notorious. He actually bullied me for years.
Mm-hmm. And you ran from Wally Clark in the.
Wally Brown.
Wally Brown.
I'd go through the bogs.
in the
you
box.
You could cut through that. If he, what? You know, we had tons. There was tons of forest. We knew the forests like the back of our hands. There were all these power lines. So there was trails. You'd hit it here, and then you go up and go to the tree. Then you go over, and then there's a place to hide.
Man.
I know.
So did
crazy.
He grow up to be like a serial killer, or what is he doing these days? Yeah, what is he doing?
Probably
just
a towny loser.
It's...
I have no idea. He was like 3 years older than me and was just a dick. You know how some people are just like, he was so mean, and I lived in fear of him in the neighborhood.
Wow. Yeah, when I was rounded little, up my homies eight, and nine, like 10. Had him jumped, I think. Oh, 8, 9, 10. Okay.
Yeah, we were young. He was probably like 14.
Had him jumped. Jesus Christ.
Well, I was thinking like when you're older, if a dude is terrorizing you, you can't really handle it yourself. Yeah, I'd have a bunch of dudes go handle business. Yeah. Don't fuck with me. Mm. Yeah. That's right. It's protection.
If only my brother.
If a girl's bullying you, you'll handle business, right?
Right. Yeah.
But if it's guys, you get blowjobs to a group of football players and send them after that guy.
Whatever it costs, whatever it takes, wherever it breaks. Do what you got to do to get Wally Brown off your back.
Sucking dick for protection. This isn't jail.
I don't know what you're doing. What do you think that sounded like?
I need you to walk me to my car today. I'll suck your dick after. Thanks, Bobby.
You got it. Boy, I would have done it just to be a nice guy.
I did it on my own. I didn't need protection. Yeah, silly. Just kidding.
Talking about the blowjob, I guess?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She just wanted to
I said I would do it just because.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, Bobby's hot, right?
I don't know.
Any bad advice here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's do a bad advice before we get too far.
I have something that's kind of funny. We've talked about this here and there about how you've got to be really fucking careful with photos.
Let me get this one ready.
Because not only do you have your... So here it is.
So do you have the...
It's on your camera. And maybe it also goes to your Google Photos. Mm-hmm. And maybe it goes to your iCloud. And maybe... They're going to put together one of those little montages, the memory montage. Did you ever see that on your phone? It's like,
I
memory.
Love
yeah, but that can't happen if you delete it, right?
We don't know.
It doesn't get deleted off. You've got to go to the cloud and delete it. Right.
You can delete in the cloud?
I think you have to delete in the cloud.
If you delete it from your
library,
then you delete
from
the deleted folder.
Then it won't end up in the
on the Google memory
on
thing.
The memories.
But if or someone goes iPhone, to your yes. iCloud photos, it's still there unless you've deleted it from there because it automatically saves to the iCloud.
I got it.
Well,
okay.
All right.
Yeah, just tell the story.
Take no chances. So people get these little videos that your phone makes for you, and sometimes they're really good.
They're
like,
great.
Oh, look at that! Yeah, look at all these cute memories.
They're emotional
all of us
they
together.
Sometimes,
right? And they'll be like from 5 years ago or whatever. And then sometimes they're super janky. Like, okay, the picture of that door that I took because I like the hardware on it that doesn't fit in with all these family photos or whatever. So, we're gonna play you.
Do you have the email, Sarah?
I do.
Okay.
Yep. So, should I just read it?
Yeah, you can go ahead and read it.
Hi, y'all. So, a good friend of mine, yes, it really was a friend, had this happen to them. You know how your iPhone makes cute little videos for you, which mash up photos and videos you've taken and put them to music? Well, here's one that my friend got. So, she's watching it with her 10-year-old daughter. Go ahead and roll it. And
we'll summer of 21.
Oh, look, they're all drying their hair together. Oh, look at all the kids. That's so cute.
Block party.
Oh, a happy summer
selfies.
Smile. Oh, he hurt his chin. Oh, God. That guy is spanking mommy. And then it goes to, like, I don't know, brownie that's with some coffee ice cream on it. I mean, that is.
Oh, my God. So that is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, look
so
how much fun
mom
they're having.
Is on her tummy.
That's mom right there.
And dad that's is so behind cute. Her on her thighs,
and
sliding in and out.
A mirror.
And he spanks her on the ass. And she's holding the phone pointed at their mirror.
I can't believe she sent this to us.
Well, it's
her
friend.
Oh, she didn't. Her friend
did. It's her friend.
But there's well, she is stop. Taking that video. I wondered when you guys first showed it to me in the other room, I thought, who's taking the video? And I didn't see that she is taking
she's
it.
She's got the phone.
And we're looking at the mirror picture,
closet
right?
Mirror.
Uh-huh.
Closet mirror.
Right.
So anyway,
good
what's
time.
What's the dilemma?
Well, the dilemma is
her 10-year-old saw it.
Her 10-year-old saw it.
Okay.
Because she... We think we're saving
Prince,
things or deleting things or making things safe.
Well, we spoke about this the other day, last week. We're talking about whether Alex has dick pics in his phone or,
yeah.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And I was saying I don't have that because it sometimes my Amazon Alexa thing
yes.
will have a bunch of photos that pop up from my library.
Yep.
So I think this person wrote
it off
because
all the,
of that.
I turned off all those functions because it would wind up just showing, not because I had naked photos or anything, but because my photos were super boring. Like I was taking the same photos of stuff for time-lapse things that I was doing, and it was just, I'm like, they're so boring. Or I would always see the Google groups that I was a member of.
I can't.
Boy, that is so.
That's funny.
Just a PSA. If you've got nudes from 5 years ago,
does it say what they did? So there they are.
No, she just says she unfortunately watched for the first time with her 10-year-old daughter. So she must have gone, "Oh my God, this happened," and sent the video and say, "See if you see anything weird in this."
It's funny.
Yeah. It is fun. I mean,
can I say
horrifying.
Though,
yes, dear.
Props to them for being married with kids and still like filming them doing the dirty. Like that's a solid, healthy, sexual.
Sure,
you were into
marriage.
That guy, weren't you?
Don't
lie.
No,
don't fucking
what?
Lie.
No, why would it? No? I'm slowing it down because I don't know why you would say that.
That you?
I think it's hot that he smacked her ass while his dick was in her. Like, get it. Daddy, although I don't say that because that grosses me out.
Yeah, yeah. That's gross too.
Get it.
Yeah, I
just said it because for the kid it was mommy and daddy, and that's just fucking weird.
Oh, daddy's really got some moves, huh, mommy?
Mommy, daddy, why are you guys naked? What's he doing
it's
behind
so
you?
Awful.
He's punishing me for being bad.
And trying to get the door when you have a fucking hard on and telling a 3-year-old, get the fuck out of here. You're ruining all my fun.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Fuck!
That's like, yeah,
just give me 10 more minutes and then you can do whatever you want. God!
Here's your iPad. Here's the phone. You want Disney?
No,
you want YouTube?
You know what? I'm talking about the middle of the fucking night, like 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, where you've waited. It's your turn now. Everybody's done everything they can do for everybody else, and now it's just mom and dad. And then some little fucker decides to be at the door going,
Mom!
Are you okay? I hear you screaming, Mom.
Fuck.
I had a bad dream. Go the fuck back to sleep. Just
want me to come in there and love you up?
Oh. Whoa.
Can I crawl into your sex sheets?
So awful. Anyway, good for them. They are doing it. That's nice.
Sex sheets are gross.
It is gross. And then the kid, you know, if they're at their door, they're all, let me in. You're like, it's like a wet spot.
Yeah. Why is it wet here and stinky?
Yeah. Do you guys pee?
That's love. You came from the same spot. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, your brothers and sisters are in that spot right there.
It's a different way to pour one out for the homies.
Well,
all right.
It's now time to say goodbye. If you've got
what's happening to you? Why are you on a Wednesday instead of a Tuesday? Are you okay? Do you need help?
Am I on a
I don't know what just happened.
me either, Vinny. It's fine. No, I just have an appointment tomorrow. I wanted to switch up the days.
What's happening?
Just
to you?
A doctor's appointment.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
Well, if you ever try to make an appointment these days, it's like, well, we can get you
in
one day in the next 6 months, and it's only at this time.
Years. Right. No, I got you.
Yep. So you take
or they're like, are you available July 2024? Like at the dentist's office, they're like 6 months from now.
No,
like,
I'm pretty sure I'll be dead by July 2024.
Just call me and I'll tell you if I can make it. It's so weird.
Magic words.
Oh, all right. Have fun at your appointment.
Yep. Have a good time. We're
Thank
glad you.
You
could make it today.
Great game, by the way, today. And the end, everyone.